You are listening to BensTorah.com.
We're going
to
talk about Shabbat Pruta and Pruta, Shabbat Kesef, Kesef. It's the first Abni Lun Simchav Zayin. You see in the Shulchan Aruch, Bekesef Kesed, Noisin La, Fnei Shnayim Pruta, or Shabbat Pruta. First, Sugin Kedushin, Isha Niknes, B'Shalosh Drachim, four Sugis, Isha Niknes, B'Shalosh Drachim, the first four Sugis in Kedushin, and those four words. So he named me Divra Rith Aramba. Says the Avni Mlum in the upper right hand corner. The Fiyusha Mishnayas, Nira the Mishkal Chatzi Sa'ira Kesef, a half of barley of Kesef, the weight of a half of barley of silver, who brought the Likidush. The Rambam says that Kesef in the Torah, Kikachish, you will not have Kesef. How much silver is that? It's a half of barley of silver. That's what Kiddushin is. Alishtik Rambam. Who? Pruta the Kiddushin. Because of Rambam Fisha Mishnayas. The Shmina Shebe Iser, that's an eighth of an Iser. A half a barley of silver, a half a barley of silver is an eighth of an Iser. Eight of them will buy an Iser, in other words.
How do we know that if we learn out Kicha Kicha, that you don't go all the way in it? And maybe require that exactly what
Avraham Avinu
paid
you
have to pay.
You go kicha kicha, should cost.
Have a man shekel.
Nobody would get married.
Right. I mean, how far do you go in what to learn out from Avraham Avinu? Kicha kicha. Not a big
prata,
obviously.
Right. Just king and kesef. He bought it with kesef. A kushkonik.
Maybe you could only get
married in heaven.
Only in heaven.
Yeah. Okay. Kekos Arif, Mashra Bein Huzal Kesef Bein Ukar. Silver fluctuates. You know, silver can go very high. I mean, when those brothers, guys from Texas, they bought out all the silver. It's $50 an ounce for silver. Now it's usually down to $10-$15 an ounce, but the value of silver fluctuates. So he says, according to the Arif, it's a certain weight of silver, and it doesn't matter, even if silver becomes very valuable. So you can buy a pound of tomatoes for a half an ounce of silver, for half of barley, not ounce, half a barley of silver. You still need a half a barley of silver, no matter what it's worth. He says
it's not worth a fruit, it goes down that low.
According to the Rambam in the Rif, Avni Mulum holds, that is what a prut is, a half a barley of silver, no matter what the price of silver is. So you're right, it can be less than a pruta, more than a pruta, to shmina shibis, we can't use a rif, mashma. Bein uzalak kesef, where the price of silver plummets. Bein hukal le'oilam havishir kedushin kesef mishkal chatzisay. So Rabbi said, what we're going to learn this evening, big machlokes, when the Torah says marry with kesef, does it mean amount silver? Does it mean money? Does kesef mean money like the Ritvals? We mentioned this in the daf briefly, but I said we'll probably study this Avni Malone. I put a lot of work into it, and I decided it's worth it. The chakir is, does kesef mean the amount of silver? Literally, kesef means silver. You know what the achronim say? You know why silver is called kesef? Because it's embarrassed from gold. You know, the Bali Machshah, kesef is milash and kisuf, it's embarrassed in Aramaic. So it's like a bush in front of gold, it's embarrassed from the gold. The Gra says in Parshas Pekudei, there's a kind of gold that's called kisufa that embarrasses the other gold. The two kinds of kesef. There's a kind of zavatotzi toiv, this very, very precious gold that embarrasses all the other gold. So it's called kesef because it embarrasses the others. But silver is called kesef because it's embarrassed of the face of gold. There's a shtek in
Gra. So the river says that when he said only kesef, shavi kesef, you hold
it's
not good?
No, so if everyone holds shavi kesef. Kesef, we'll discuss that. We'll see in a minute. Mechein nimri viviatur. Simen lamen alf. She goes b'shem haramah. Bechinshe b'kesef. Pachas mishava pruta. If you marry a woman with kesef, pachas mishava pruta, they choshim.
Definitely not good.
What should
I choshim? After
work,
it was no good at all.
Bain sham berakabash. Because of kesef, pachas mishava pruta. To shove tuvim in dvar macher. Buy a pound of tomatoes. Buy a pound of tomatoes with. It's worth a lot. Silver's very high. Ein kan shir kesef shtichadar l'kadush. It's an amount of silver. You need this amount of silver. And anything less than a half a sarah of silver is not chavshut. Vikalameh. So we're going to get to the Ritva momentarily. We'll see the machlekes. Vika lemeida. Yeah, right. Yes, right. Meshkeshem Berakabayis. The Berakabayis is the Ra'or. Who's the Berakabayis? The Ra'or and the Beis Yosef. The Berakabayis thing is the Ra'or, the Beis Yosef himself. Any guess of silver less than Chatzi Saira? A certain amount of silver. See, what bothers me very much, so it's not always an eighth of an Isa.
That's right.
So it comes out, a pruta, the Mishnah says it's an eighth of an iser. I guess you have to say in those times it was. It's like almost a coincidence. The Mishnah says a pruta is an eighth of an iser. And what's a pruta, according to the Rif and the Rambam? A certain weight of silver. But silver fluctuates.
It's like the British standard.
So it's funny. So why is it always an eighth of an iser? That's what bothered me on the Rif and the Rambam. Vika lemeida. Fate the kesef umatorin or kesef ayoitze b'otzah. It's money. Not according to real Sikh, not according to Rif and the Rambam, but he says kesef hamavatayra is kesef haynu ayoitze b'otzah. You can currency, silver currency.
You can't use a silver bar.
Ah. When it says kesef in the Torah, it means kesef ayoytze b'osah. L'chari means currency. K'mo shkosef arash, b'chidushev, b'kame d'kidushev. L'armatar kesef sheno yoytze, it means currency of silver. A silver coin, you know, I'm going to learn later in Kiddushin, in the time of Matan Torah, there was no currency. The machlokes Rashi and his rabbis, the Rashi and Tosfos, if under a dinar, under a ma'a, sixth of a dinar. But they had that was the lowest in Sur, which were the coin minters. Who argued that there was no coins? Somebody recently told me from the... Yeah, he came out, right? Somebody in the Daffin, I thought it wasn't you. Usually it's you. It wasn't you this time. Somebody said that coins, there were no coins yet minted in the time of Matan Torah, right? Is that what somebody said? Maybe he's wrong. Yeah, but there had to be coins, Lechayer. So somebody said, he checked, you know, somebody looked in
there. That was half his picture and half
the story. Shekel Kesef. So Rashi says Kunterin. Were there coins? Rashi calls it a coin. So it could be they didn't find, just because the Aikala just didn't find it doesn't mean it didn't exist.
Was it a coin once
I have Roma, so you'd start to... Right. Yeah. Gemara in Baba Kama. It's Gemara late in Baba Kama. Later on, they made a coin with Avraham on one side. It doesn't mean it was in time of Rome, but it's a better ride from the Abba Meir Shekel Kesef over La Seichem. Over La Seichem sounds it was the currency, over La Seichem. They weren't bartering, they were using coins.
First coins were from 610 BC. That's a couple hundred years before Achashverosh.
That's wrong. That's what they looked. That's what somebody said. Like that that's what somebody said. They must have looked up the same
thing.
But the Terrence is they're wrong.
They're wrong?
Okay. Yeah.
So what's happening?
Because the archaeologists, they didn't find anything earlier. That doesn't mean they didn't exist.
What time was it?
600 years BCE, that's way, it's
a couple hundred years before
Achashverosh.
It's
after the Cumberspace
and Mikdash. Yeah.
What?
They say there were no coins till way into the first base
they didn't find.
Right, what about the Shkolem from
Valsh,
it's Valsh. But somebody said this in the Daffin Shabbos. Somebody came with that piece of information. Must have looked at the same. You know, today everybody has all the information in the world.
Right,
on the,
right. What about
today they found a gold coin just today, as a matter of fact. You know, first
base of Mikdash, they're finding. They're finding things from the first base of Mikdash. Oh, really? And they say it's from the first base of Mikdash. Yeah, but that already fits. First base of Mikdash is already 600 BCA. That would be okay for them.
But in the Midbar, they give Machzis and Shekel. What was that?
They had coins. Unless they're just the Yidden minted coins. I don't know. Elamor Odino Kvachkov Tavs Bekidush. Ayin Sham. They came up. So what he says. The cave in the Prut to be made Moshe Lahaya. Time of Moshe Beinu, there's no Prutas. There were no Prutas. So it's Mashman the Sugis. Pruta is a later invention, the Pruta, the lowly Pruta. Yimei Shilaya, the Kesef Alitzlehaya, Elema Dinar, like Tyson Yer Aleph. It's a Machlek Svishayim. In Tzur, in the time of Matan Torah, there's a tire, the big country tire. They minted coins. And the smallest coins were either a dinar, 192 Brutus, or a ma, which is 1/6 of a dinar. Oya ma, a dinar. Dushin. Vim Kain, Al Kosov Kesef Kraenu Kesef Mamish. It can't mean Kesef Mamish, because there were no silver coins. Kesef Mamish, Elamamon Pruta Chashid Mamon. Kesef means money. Doesn't mean silver, because there were no silver coins. So Kesef doesn't mean, so what does Kesef mean? It means money. The truth is how we touch Kesef. Money. What do you say Kesef? It means money. Then ain't no Elamamon. It can only sheer kedusha kesef. The mishal kesef or chatzis soira. Came the kesef between a kesef mamish elamamon. As if it means silver. If kesef literally means silver, but he says it can't mean silver because the Rashba says it has to be currency, and there was no silver currency then under a ma under a dinar. So what does mamon mean? It can't mean a silver coin. It just must mean money. It means money. The only thing is, so what does that money mean? So we'll see, we'll soon discuss that. And look at the Ritva. Ritva b'chidush of Shah, Daf Yud Aleph. See, and Daf Yud Aleph, Rabbi Yisai, is the sea of all the cheshbonos. How many putas in a dinar, and isar, that isas fluctuate. There's 24 isas in a dinar, then it's 8 times 24 is 8 putas in a isar. Then there's sometimes the isas are worth 32, the 32 in a and a dinar, they go down. He says a 32 in a dinar. Then it's 1/6. The fruit is 1/6. All those cheshbonos and daf yud aleph. Veritvak sham kasef. Asnisim bekesef. Veshamim bedinar v'shav. Vedinar v'shav bepruta v'shav bepruta. Zelushay. He says, what do you mean? Basil says pruta v'shav pruta. There's no such thing as a pruta. But the Ritva's tain is, what's Basil saying pruta? There's no such thing as a pruta by Matan Torah. Vedinar v'shav Basil l'misnei pruta. Makes no sense at the Ritva. What do you mean, pruta?
Well, from this time on, when they still says there was a pruta right now, which is what happened
at so look what he says. He says, the crux is kesef. The cross says kesef. The sirila basil, the lav kesef mamishu. It doesn't mean silver. It's not kesef mamish. Elamamain means money. It means money. So you're right. So, see, really, a pruta, the Torah didn't mean a pruta, because no such thing as a pruta. It means money. It happens to be now we have a coin which is worth a pruta, we call it a pruta.
So, what happened by Avraham Avinu when he says, Avraham Yeshek Kesef?
They had silver coins, they had dinars and marsh. They had silver coins. But remember, pruta is nechoshes. Nechoshes, pruta Rashi in the Mishnah says nechoshes. They had no nechoshes coins in the time of Matan Torah. So, what did Kesef mean? What did Kesef mean? So the truth is, Machlok is the Rif and the Ritva. Rif and Rambam. Does Kesef mean a certain amount of silver and it doesn't mean a coin? Doesn't mean Kesef Ayotze? Not like the Rashba. Later you'll answer the Rashba. Or it means money. Kesef means money.
Maybe it means over the Zohar. You have to have the most acceptable.
No, so we'll see about that. We'll talk about Shavu Kesef. We'll soon talk about that.
Is the starting point here the Lashon that the Mishnah used that match what the Torah is using by Kesef? I mean, what's the starting point here?
So look at the Ritva's argument. Let's analyze this. The Ritva says that there's no business in the Mishnah. He says the only reason Basil said Pruta is Bishami said Dina. Basil shouldn't have said Pruta. Why? Look at the Ritva. V'svila Basil, the Lav Kesef Mamashu. Torah doesn't mean silver. See, according to Beishamai, the Torah meant silver, a silver coin, a dinar. See, according to Beishamai, you can literally mean silver. What silver coin? A dinar. Fine. El mama, money. Dino shave pruta. There was no coin in the time of Matan Torah, pruta, because there were no nechoshes coins then. So it must have just meant that amount of money.
Well, did they bring to the Mishkan is the cheshbon? That coins means actually the cheshbon is copper.
No, they had copper. They had no coins. They had copper. They had the cheshbon. One of the three is zav kesef and the cheshbon. Tons of it, right? Dainu shava pruta. The cane of the cane, pruta atzma. Shishon the cheshbon. Dainu shava pruta atzma. A pruta shava pruta. Because it's not what the Torah meant. When the Torah said kesef, it meant money. How much money? An eighth of an iser. A pruta is worth an eighth of an iser, so a pruta is shove kesef. So one second, he's going to ask. V'lav kesefu. So why did Rav Silo say pruta? Why is he saying pruta? According to Beis Silo, the Ritva is claiming there's no difference between a pruta of nechayshis and a piece of bubble gum when he used to cost a pruta. Man, was a nickel for five pieces. You used to buy him to buy something. It's not a pruta, it's a penny, but...
Right.
So the Ritva says pruta and shava pruta is the same thing. El Aide, Beisil Bisham, I said, dinar, that's a silver coin. Aide, Bisham, Bishav, dinar, those sagi belavoki. Aide, Bisham, Bishav, those sagi belavoki, the Tani Kesef, Tani Namil, Beisil Bapruta, of Bishav, Pruta, of Al Hassan. Notice, he brings, Tysus brings this, Perkazav, Chamish Pruta, saying, look at Elisha Miskades, Bishav, Pruta. Don't say Pruta. There's no such thing as a Pruta. A Pruta is Shav, Pruta, it means just money. Umashma, the kesef, the kroa, eino mateches kesef. It doesn't mean silver. Kesef of the pasuk, you know, it says kikach ishi when a kikach kimis the efron. Kesef asodeh doesn't mean silver. Al shem mammon means mammon. Shem mammon means money.
Pronoun.
Shem mammon. V'chomidi de choshev, haynu mammon. V'leka pruta klal. There's no such thing as a pruta. So what do you mean pruta of a shava pruta? A pruta is shava pruta. According to the Ritva, there's not an amount of silver. Is it worth? How much is it worth? So it has nothing to do with the value of silver. According to the Ritva, pruta is a certain value called the pruta. Which I guess, now how do you measure that? So it always troubled me. So how do you measure it? How much value? How much value is a pruta? I guess you have to say an eighth of an iser. How much is a pruta? How much? What can you buy from it? In other words, the machlokes, the Ritva, and the Rambam would be if half a barley of silver would be worth less than a half a barley of silver can buy a pound of tomatoes or a whole tomato. Less. So according to Ritva, it'd be good kedushin. It's worth money. It's worth money because it's valuable. It's worth a pruta. According to the Rambam in the Rif, a pruta is defined by a certain amount of silver. So this is the big machlokes, Rabbi say, Rishonim, that I don't want to, when I teach this in high school, I don't want to teach this because it's very difficult. It's not an easy Avnei Malum, but you know, as I study it, each time I learn it, I get more, it gets more clear to me what he's trying to say. We'll see, there's some nice build on this.
Right, so when did they move over to a kabas?
Hear the ring. What is this ring, right?
They used to give actually a pruta, a coin, that was it?
You know, there's a svar that Pnei Yoshua brings not to be Mekadosh with a coin. The Pnei Yoshua, famous Pnei Yoshua, I didn't mention it in the daf. I'm surprised I didn't mention it in the daf.
Picture.
Yes, he's chlipen. The Gemara says, Daita Atzurta, Atzurta Avidu the butler. It's a Pnei Yeshua, it's a famous Pnei Yeshua, I've got to mention it, that he holds that you can't be Mekadosh with money because maybe our mind is on the picture and the picture is Avidu the butler. So it's far as the Gemara in Hazar, right? The Gemara about Metzia. That's why you can't use Kesef for Chlipen. He's Daita Atzurta. So the Pnei Yeshua brings a Shita, so you want to know where the ring comes from. It could be the Chumra comes from this Pnei Yeshua not to use money.
How do they pick
up
the box as opposed
stuff
to anything else?
Yes,
it's
a
plain to box.
What?
It's a plain to
box. Well, that's what's in the sugya. That will have a sugya in Kedushin Dav Ches.
When was the word of Ba'ar?
Yeah, no.
What was that coin?
It's not in Shulchan Aruch, yeah.
What?
Yeah. First of all, who says you have to say B'tabazu? You give it Tariyat Mekudesh Asli. Who says you have to say B'tabazu at all?
When was that coin?
Yeah, that's recent. That's recent. I don't think it's in Ramah. I don't know. I don't have the other part of the Shulchan Aruch here. No, I have it here. I think it's Kabbalistic. The ring is Kabbalistic. There's no doubt that the ring is Kabbalistic. Avrusha? V'yesh omim sheyesh lo mekadas Moshe v'Yisrael. Nobody says p'tabazu. Chenon l'chadchil v'nogim l'kachas kadish p'tabaz. It's a Ramah. The meaning of a ring goes back hundreds of years. Ramah. No, I don't think so. V'chinogim lechatchila, v'chinogim lekadosh v'tabas, v'yesh lam tam b'tikuna ha-zohar. Kabbalistic. It's Kabbalistic. So once it's Kabbalistic, I check out. Basically.
How is it a bar of silver?
So that's the story. So this is the Simchav Zayin and Shulchan Aruch. So he says, "Medivri Arif." Let's go back to Navni Mulam. "Medivri Arif Aram." Kashas and Shikdushu be Mishkal Chatzis Sarah. Mashma the Kesef the Krah who Mateches Kesef. See, according to the Rif and Rambam, it's more literal Kesef. It means silver. It doesn't mean money. It means silver. It doesn't mean a silver coin. It means a certain amount of silver.
So if you wanted to call it a coin, that would be
Abameh
Shekel
Kesef?
Is that coins?
That coin, Rashi says, was a kunterin, was like more than, it was like the most expensive coin that ever existed.
So they were coins?
They were gold coins, right, and exactly. Silver coins, but no nechoshes coins. There's no pruta.
So it's a shekel kesef.
So it can't mean a coin. It either got to mean money or silver. It can't mean a coin. Either Rashba says it is a coin, so we'll have to deal with that Rashba. He's going to deal with it later.
What's money? What do you mean, what's money?
Money.
What's money? Wait, dollar bill?
Value, certain amount of value. It's worth money. Money means money. So he's going to talk about that. According to the Ritva, it means a certain value of money. No coin, it's a certain value of money. According to the Rif and the Rambam, it's not so different. It's the value of silver, of chatzi sar of silver. He's going to decide who's right. Here's a kasha, one opinion, and he says the Ritva and the Rambam are correct. A kasha, divya Ritva. This feeling, the kesef, the kra, ainu mama. He says, Kesef of the Pasuk means mama. Doesn't mean a coin, doesn't mean amount of silver, just means mama. The Lesa Pruta, the Leka Pruta, El Shava Pruta. There is no Pruta. Remember the Ritva holds a Pruta is Shava Pruta. MK Kesef Yoshulov, the Mava Shava Kesef. Why do you need a Reba Shava Kesef Kesef? The whole idea of Pruta is Shava Kesef. So you need a Reba that Shava Kesef is good. Bishlam, according to Riff in the Rambam. So Kesef means a certain amount of silver. Maybe you have to use silver. Maybe you have to use an ingot, a certain amount of silver. The Chaim David Ivri, the Sivyoshev of Kesef, came into Pruta Nami Choshev Mamoin. Pruta is Onsima. Veinu Eloshel Nechoshes. It's copper. There was no such thing as copper, it's just a certain value of Mamoin. Mim can call Kesef in the Torah. And Eloshev Kesef. Vamitzirich call the Rabbit Shavik Kesef. Now, I think I have an answer to his kasha from the Ramah that we're going to quote later in this next shtick. So this is his kasha. According to the Ritva, you should need a pasuk shavu kesef kekesef, because with the Ritva, pruta is not a coin. All the pruta means is a certain value. It's a certain value, an eighth of an iser. So even the pruta itself is shavu kesef. So why do you need a pasuk that shavu kesef is kekesef? Right. The Ritva says, you look at the Ritva Chaim. The Ritva says, even the Prutas, the Mishnah shouldn't say Pruta v'shava Pruta, even the Prutas just a shava Pruta. So yes, good luck, here's a kasha. So why do you need a pasuk shava kesef kekesef? Now I have a shtickle teretz based on the Ramah he's going to quote in this next paragraph. Well, again, the Rulani is taiti. Again, you know, Rabbi says, that's the Ktsais Abni Mulam, he's Machriya Bein Arishayim. He does this all the time. Kasha, and he says, okay, Chanila needs to take the riff around. Vaturbis imalamina. The sheer kedush no mishkal, the weight of chatzi sa'oira, of a half of a barley, kesef. There's a Rambam someplace who says what a barley is. I know Moish Brody knows this. I always used to ask him every time I learned kedushin, what's these? The Rambam says, how many grams? How many grams is sa'oira? There's a Rambam. So we know what this is today. Today we could, as I say, when I teach Kedushin, I mentioned in the daf, Mishkal Chatzi Sar Kesef, Umash Ben Uzal Ben Ukar. It doesn't matter what the value of silver is. Everyone knows silver goes up and down. It's a certain weight of silver. Of Kesef the Kra, Enu Kesef, Ayoitza, Ah. Lachar, not like that Rashba he quoted earlier. Kesef doesn't mean a coin, because there was no such coin in the time of the Torah. Came to like a pruta, Mi Kesef, El Min Chayshesu, Di Kapruta. Because it's funny that, you know, the Gemara B'Metzias says it's not usual to make a prut out of silver. You know why? Because it'd be so little. You make a silver coin, you get lost in your pocket. Is it so? So that's why they made prutas out of nechoshes. But the Gemara's mashma, there was places that they made prutas out of silver, but okay. The kesef u kesef mamish. Kesef literally means silver. It means silver. Kesef mamish. Should the sfila be silver? The kesef mishka chatzi sarai and kesef chashuv. Kesef chashuv is considered a half a chatzi sarai, half a barley size of silver. Shubachzi bepruta. V'chelek shmina shavisa. Oh, what is it? I guess in the time of Matan Torah, see, he admits it fluctuates. It's an eighth of an iser. Well, not necessarily. Is it necessarily always an eighth of an iser? What's an iser made out of? Silver.
Silver.
What? Iser, I think, must be silver. What's the Rambam of Shemeshnayis? Upruta shel nechosh, nami ein l'shav kesef. See, according to Rabbi Yisai, according to the Rif in the Rambam, a prut of nechosh is also shav kesef. Kesef is silver, and the Chosh is proved to shove a kesef. See, even according to Riff and Rambam, our kappa prutas, at least not our, but in a kappa prutas, they were shove a kesef. Prutas come in Basil, I'm Mishkel Chatzi Saira. When Basil said pruta, he meant the weight of a half a saira of silver. Shove a pruta, go over, she shove a Mishkel Chatzi Saira kesef. The kesef pas Mishkel Chatzi Saira. Havuk of the Shabbat Tuva Midvar Macherim. So again, if silver is very high, and even less than a chatzi sar of silver can buy a pound of tomatoes. Lav shiura, sorry, it's got to be worth. It's got to be the value of a half of sar of kesef. It's got to be the amount. Kesef is a half of sar of kesef, and even so, kesef is very expensive. You still have to make kaddisha with a value of a half of sar of kesef. He's going to bring a fascinating Ramah who the Nukosvesh Pakam the Babakama Shikasa. Rabbi said this is Babakama raid. I have to be teaching Babakama this year, so it affected me a lot. Vizel Lashani, he brings a Ramah, the Muki Yosef quotes in Babakama. The Hodamatsi Yavli Afilu Subim. You know, Rabbi say, Yasha because Afilu Subim. You can give chaff, you can give Subim. Inferior grain, Subim, chaff. Look what he says to Ramah. If he doesn't have cash, zuze, coins, aval islay zuzi, if he has coins, tzach lemeisev zuzi. You hear Rabbi saying? The Ramah says, if you have coins, you have to give coins.
By a mazik.
He says, by a mazik now. Rabbi Sai is a big steer. We paskil Rav Papa and Rav Huna de Yeshua that all movable goods is metav. So you can give all movable goods. V'shon kasef l'arach Rav Huna, Rav Papa. Tefili islay kesef. Even if you have kesef, yachal esalko besubim. You're the stira. We paskil even if you have kesef, you can use subim. So what is Ramah saying? If you have coins, you can't give subim. We say, even if you have kesef, it's a gemara daf tes in Baba Kama. O kesef o meitav. Kesef o meitav. So how can the Ramah say that if you have coins, you can't give subim? The gemara says you can give meitav, and metalin, all metalin is like meitav. He found a shach that says like this. The kesef the kra eino zuzi. Kesef means silver. You can give silver and you can give any shove kesef. But if you have coins, you can't give silver. I was learning the Ramah. If you have coins, if you're mazik, you have coins, you have cash, cash and gold, cash, coins, you have to give coins. So what does it mean? O kesef al meitav. And kol mile kesef. It means silver. Any movable goods are as good as silver. But if you have coins, you can't give silver. Then can kesef o meitav ain't a little bit less lay, ain't a little bit less lay zuzi. Chen kasef v'shach. So everybody say, you see what we have in the Ramah? There's something called coins, and something called silver, and something called meitav. What's silver? A piece of silver. It's not coins. So Ramah is learning. Right. Is the Torah meant silver like the Rif in the Rambam he's learning? Be a divrei Ramah. Now the Shach Daka divrei Ramah. The Shach pushes off the Rambam. The Kesef Hainu Zuzi. Kesef means coins. Now Rabbi say, does Kesef mean coins? Yeah, it's interesting. The Shach says, not according to the Rambam, and not according to the Ritva, does Kesef means coins. The Shach says in Hilchas Mazik that Kesef Hainu Zuzi, it means currency, coins. Well, the chard ain't soja. According to the Ritva and Rambam, it's an amount of silver, it's not Zuzi, it's not coins. And according to the Ritva, it's certainly not coins. Come on, Kesef Talvas Ami. What does Kesef Talvas Ami mean?
The money.
Money.
So it works better like the Ritva. It means money, it doesn't mean silver.
What does it say about putting the Meister Shem? Money, also Kesef?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Say Kesef? Does it say Kesef? I think so. My Kedushin quotes Kesef, yes. Near the Kesef Lami Yizuzi. Of the Midivya Rif, the Kesef Lami Yizuzi. Not like the Shach. Shach says Kesef means coins. Lacharin, according to no one, does it mean coins. And he says, even that Rashba, in the bottom of this paragraph, he says, even that Rashba we quoted that says it's coins, that's only the Havamin of the Gemara. The Gemara Rashba calls with Kedushin. Kedushin, the Kesef Duranu, Kesef Ayyotze, it's currency. Harayluf Yisagadaitach B'shasha. Rabbi Isai, you know, the Gemara says in the Havamina there, the Kesef Mitarna Kesef Tzuri. The Gemara thought, whenever it says Kesef in the Torah, means Kesef Tzuri. That's why Beis Shammai holds you need a dinar. He's the smallest coin in Tzur, was a dinar. So the Gemara thought Kesef. So that's what the Rashba is going on. There's only a Havamina. The Gemara slugs it up. Beis Shammai. It's a Havamina Beis Shammai. That he holds you need a dinar because Kesef means Kesef Tzuri, and the smallest coin in Tzur was a dinar. And the Kesef Tzurim came by the Kesef Ayotze, Aval Masa the Masa, and that's the Kesef Katsuf. No. Kesef doesn't mean Kesef Tzuri. Only Kesef Katsuf. When it says five shkalim, it means Tzuri shkalim. When it says Katsuf, an amount, Aval Kesef Stam, and Kesef Tzuri. So it doesn't mean coins. See, in the Havamina, the Beis Shammai belt, Kesef was a dinar. And it meant Kesef means a dinar, so it means a coin. But in the Maskara, that no, Kesef just means either money, amount of silver, do have a coin. Kesef a yotze, or Kesef mamish, mishkel chatzi, shora, do Kesef chashuv. So saying the Rashba can hold like the Rif and the Ramba. Over Torah Kosa, let's see the Torah. Be Kesef Ketza, nosel lefnei shnayim pruta, o sheva pruta, bein Kesef, Ben Kesef, Mishkal Chatzi Sora, it's the weight of a half a Sora of silver. Ben Kol Dover, I come to show.
What's Ben Kol Dover,
Sheva Kesef? See, notice, he says, Pruta, O Sheva Pruta. He says first, Pruta, O Sheva Pruta. Ben Kesef, it almost sounds like the Ramah, that there are three things, there's Pruta, Sheva Pruta. And then there's silver, the Nirbi Yura, the Bechila Kesef, the Pruta, O Sheva Pruta. Like the Mishnah, Pruta or Shava Pruta. What does Pruta mean? That being Kesef. What does Kesef mean? Like the Rif in the Rambam. He's learning the Torah like the Rif in the Rambam. Pruta atzma shibshol chatzi sara. In other words, when the Torah meant the Pruta, there was no coin of Pruta, it's a weight of silver. Being called Dover, Shava Pruta. Shtikus bo Kesef mishkol chatzi sara. Rapisha Kosa, Selashon, being Kesef. Tzomer shahashava pruta chatichas kesef sheno nitba ad kadosham. So kesef means that the shava pruta is a piece of silver sheno nitva.
What's sheno
nitva? Not currency. It's not coin. Sheno nitva.
So why would you not learn from Avraham Avinu at least that you need coins? If you learn kicha kicha.
Yeah, I mean Taisus asks, how do you know shava kesef kesef by kedusha? That's that big Taisus on the base we gave. You know, we have Tosets, the Rans, Teretz. How do you know by Kedushin, Shavi Kesef, Kikesef? Maybe you need... Now, what does that mean? Like, in the Ritva, he asked that. Why do you need a pasuk? According to the Rif, what's Kesef? Silver. How do you know you can give other things besides a piece of silver? So we have either you learn it out from Mazik, or from Eved Ivri, Yashiv. You know, Tosets discusses the limud from either Eved Ivri and Baba Gamma.
And there's no Havamina you would say exactly like the Rambam Avinu with the Shkola? Or Kesef Oyla Sarka?
The Mishnah says you use Shavu Kesef. Yes. So Tosfos says, how do you know Shavu Kesef by Kedushin? Maybe you need Kesef. Like it says by Sada, HaKadosh Shavu Rambam Kesef. Bought it with Sada's by Kesef Yikno. With Sada's. So So maybe you need kesef. How do you know shavi kesef is good? So the three ways of learning kesef: coins, or silver, or money. So according to the Rambam, you don't understand. So if it just means money, so even a pruta is shavi kesef. There's no such thing as pruta. So of course shavi kesef is kesef. As the Ritva says, there's no such thing as kesef a pruta.
So once again, the whole use of the word bekesef in the Mishnah is copying the usage and attire of the kesef. That's really what we're, the underpinning of what we're learning.
Because why? Because it says nicknames, Lishon Kinyan.
Yes.
Kinyan is bekesef.
Working through what
right. Kesef mean.
So we're using the kesef in the Mishnah as a Torah uses it, and that's why there's this whole machlekes.
But kesef mean.
Otherwise, when you first learn it, you just think it's money. I mean, when you first learn it, you just think it's money. And
right.
But it means a lot more.
Well,
Mishnah is usually using the lashon.
Three shittas, basically three shittas. The shach seems to hold means money, but it's a pella because in the time of the Torah there was no such money. How can the term mean money that didn't exist till 1,000 years later? That's the cash on the shach.
What's the fine? What's
the difference between minted money and a piece of gold that's of the same size? What is the difference?
Well, put it this way, you know,
because what is run, you know, by the government.
Well, you know, the Bible of currency. I mean, the Chazanish says, you know, many halachas shkalim, you have to mint money. You know, the many dinim of the Torah required minted money. You know, why do we mint money? This is much more convenient. Every time you have to buy something, you have to start measuring, weighing silver. Can you imagine if we didn't have money? I'll pay with silver. You have to weigh the silver. Money is convenient.
That's what they did.
It's convenient. That's
exactly what they did. The nuggets out of the West used to have nuggets.
They
used to weigh the nuggets.
Ain't economic. But so money is much. Can you imagine every time you have to run into the store to buy a pound of potatoes, you'll have to start weighing silver. It's inconvenient.
So it was made convenient. But in essence, what is the difference? Sure, okay. You made it easier. But there's no difference.
So, it seems that the Rashba, the highly stabbing in the Rashba, say kesef means money, means currency, means kesef ayotze. Now, shove kesef kekesef. But see, remember we had that Ramah holds, if you have currency, you can't marry an issue with silver or with metav. If you have money, currency, give me currency. I don't want a piece of silver. I want money. Money I can use. I go to the store and buy something. That's the advantage of money. It's over la seicha. Right? I think so. So like you say, so the ability learns kiddushin. Do you learn this with money? Money. Shabbat kesef pruta. Shabbat pruta. So simple. And yet we have three different shittas. What kesef means? Does it mean an amount of silver like the riff in the ram? Does it mean currency? Or does it mean money? A certain value of money like the Ritva. According to the Ritva, it means a certain value of money. Kesef is a certain value of money. The trouble is, according to the Ritva, there's no such thing. The Pruta doesn't exist. It doesn't mean silver. The Ritva is arguing with the Ritva and the Rama. So what is kesef? There's no such thing really as kesef. It means money. How much money? The value of a Pruta. That's called money. So there's no such thing. So shavi kesef is kesef. There's no such thing as kesef and shavi kesef. See, I was thinking, I mentioned I have a teretz to that kasha. Because remember, see, that's the shayla. The shayla is the Ramah. The Ramah says when you're mazik, if you have to give money, if you have money, you have to give money. If you have money, you have to give money. So that's the shayla. Can it be that kesef, is it possible to say? The kesef means like the writ for money. But if you have money, you can't give something else. If you have that's kesef means money. Now you say, well, in the time of the Torah, there was no such coin, there was no currency of the pruta. See, you can't say, well, if I have a $10 bill, I have to make kaddish with a $10 bill, I want to give her a penny's worth. I want to give her a piece of chewing gum. I want to make kaddish with a little shove of pruta. But now that they created currency, now they created a pruta. So it could be if you have a currency, you have to give currency like the Ramah. See, that's the Ramah. Ramah is saying that there's kesef and there's meitav. But if you have currency, you can't give kesef. The Rambam holds that kesef means silver. But if you have currency, don't try to give silver if you have currency.
And the currency that we're talking about is even a dollar bill as opposed to a weight of metal in a coin.
Well, that's a shtickle shyly, you know, if a dollar bill is a din of kesef, or it's worth. Like you say,
government standing line.
Right. It's just a shtar. Really, paper money is like a shtar.
So the currency can be.
Some people tie into that paper money is a shtar. It's a shtar. It's not. Is it really currency? What's over la seicha? Paper money is discussed. I got a safer this year. Somebody came from Eretz Yisrael with halachas of checks, two big volumes. Hilchos checks. What's the din of checks in halach? Two big volumes. And also got a nice safe on Baba Kama. And Mazik was he so that I got another safe. What was that called? Mazik. But so you want to know what currency, paper currency. Is paper currency, if you have paper currency, is that money? Is that called kesef?
Or even a coin depends that's not really worth its weight in value.
Right. So that's well that's like yeah.
Exactly.
Well the chayra, see L'chayra, see, the Gemara says Leinu Baba Kama. If you take a coin and you flatten it out, it's worth less. If you bang a coin with the picture, it's worth more. Like you say, a coin is worth a dinar or a shekel. But if you take off the picture, it's clear in the Gemara Baba Kama. If you flatten it out, it's worth less. Part of the value is the picture. Part of the value of a coin is the picture.
It may be that the dollar bill pre-1970 or before Nixon took off the gold standard.
Yeah, when they had the gold
more
standard.
Value because it represented a gold standard, right? Mamish gold.
Now you just,
and now it's just
they just printed. There used to be some backing. They had to have that
real
gold.
Right.
Today it's yeah, just
that's what I'm saying.
It's a piece of paper, the government says. But it could be right, there's no chilting silver or paper. What's the difference? Like Yossi says, piece of silver may not be worth a dinar's 192 prutas. It may not be that amount of silver, just it's worth that much because it's minted. The picture makes it worth. Could be the value, not it could be, I may see from the Gemara Baba Kama, that the value of a dinar is because of the picture. So it could be it doesn't matter, even a piece of paper. If the government says it has that value, see in the olden days, nobody wants a piece of paper. But you know, today, especially American dollar, you know, it's a piece of paper, but it has value because the government stands behind it. It's a shy, it's such a big shy with buskin in that thing.
Not Confederate
now.
Not anymore. Long ago.
Well, you have one.
No, I don't know. I said eventually it's going to be like the
Confederate. It'll be like the Confederate eventually. You think the dollar bill is going to go?
So who says it's a star? Who said a dollar bill could be a star?
Yeah.
But clearly, if you have to say it out with the Kadeshly, but if the star on the set.
The Kaddish Bishtar, the Kaddish issue with the dollar bill. Yeah. Well, so you say, is it Shavik Kesef? Yeah, it's Shavik Kesef. It's not Kesef, but it's at least Shavik Kesef. A dollar bill can be Shavik Kesef. I give you four quarters for your dollar bill, you know. Yeah. It's Shavik Kesef. I mean, a Shtar is Shavik Kesef. You can't be Makadish with a Shtar. That's the Shaila. Well, learn later Kedushin.
It says you can't be Makadish with
a Shtar. Shtar Echrina, you mean Shtar Dachrina.
Kesef Shtar Echrina.
No, I mean shtar, that somebody owes you money.
Oh.
Yeah, shtar means shtar kedusha.
Ah,
yeah, yeah. Because mishtar, if somebody owes you money, you become shoot the shtar. You give her a shtar, I owe you money. That will have enough. Hey, we'll speak about that. This bunch of pshatim in the Gemara. So let's quickly finish this. So what does he bring here from the Torah? Udvarav, kesef u'shava pruta. Uvein kol davu, uvein kol davu nami shava pruta. I should give kesef the knockout. Vaygar mishad davu shava pruta. See, he says, what's the talking about the tour? What's he talking about? It's all Shava Pruta. If you ask Amnicha, to me, she's saying, Namaka could be Silver Pruta, or the Shava Pruta. Vasil Hashmin, the Shava Pruta, the Havamina Kesef Nafra. You would think only silver. If I come to Kedushin, now Pruta to come to Sil, I know Mishka Chatzisar, Shushmina Shabisa. So that it makes sense, not like the Riest and the Ritva. If you hold a pruta is a certain amount of silver, so maybe you can only use that amount of silver. The Torah said kesef, and it means the amount of silver. How you know you can use anything else that's worth money? Because I Torah ben kesef, I do kesef mamish mishka chazis over. Do kesef tikra? Can do a shavik kesef. The Mashur Rambam, in Mekesef Humikadesh and Pachs Mi Pruta Kesef Oshava Pruta. Move the Pruta Hainu Kesef Mamish. Pruta is Kesef Mamish. It's silver literally. Umeshkalu Mavurbarambam. Perkei Mitoim. So Meshkal Perkei Mitoim. How much silver? How much silver is a Pruta? Chatzi Yisya Oyra. Ulfiza Kesef Tekoinu Kesef Mamish. According to the Rif in the Rambam, when it says kesef, it doesn't mean currency. It doesn't mean an amount of money. It means silver mamash.
Pruta means coin. Pruta means.
Pruta is a coin.
By definition.
Yeah, but when
kesef, you can't have a kesef.
When it says pruta, I know what you mean. According to the way he's learning pruta, shava pruta. Pruta doesn't really mean the coin pruta. It means a certain value of silver.
Right.
When it says silver, it says bepruta v'shava enachinami. Rashi in the Mishnah quotes it says Nechoshes. Rashi in the Mishnah is like the Ritva. He says Pruta Nechoshes. Look at what he says. Fiza Kesem Tekoinu Kesem Mamish. Lo Amin a Mishkel Chatzis Soro Shav Mishkel Chatzis Soira. Then who can be Ulzas in Basa Shav a Mishkel Chatzis Soro? Or the very Ritva now. Was in Basa Shav the Mishkel Chatzis Soro? Kesem Hanu Mamain. Cause me Mishkel Chatzis Soro called Shukar. If silver is very high. So even though it's less than a chatzis sar of silver, pshat var machem shir mamon that pruta avikadushin. As long as it's worth, you can buy. In other words, if the silver went up in value, so even though it's less than a half of barley, you can use it for kedushin. V'cheni meloshin Rashi b'mishnah, because of bepruta, little innocent Rashi, uveshav bepruta shel mechoshes. So bepruta Rashi says shel mechoshes.
So why is that Rashi?
We think that Rashi is like Ibarik. It's a whole pilpul that Rashi.
Why? When he says the chos, because the fact was not kesef, there was not any silver prutas.
Right. Yeah, but by saying, so what does he mean prutas? The chos, the chayal, it's like the ritva. It's mashma like the ritva. Mashma can be a ritva. The mashma by Metziah could. It's too small. It's not practical. The Gemara by Metziah seems to say that it's not usual. The Gemara by Metziah doesn't say you can't. The Gemara does say, but Metzi and Azov, that it's not common. So this is the.
Someone wanted to give money today.
Yeah.
They want to give money. You can take out. I don't know what you're going to take out. Take out coins. Take out a dollar bill.
A dollar bill. The shaila is a dollar bill called Shava Kesef. It's not Gufa Mama. See, argue, but the dollar bill is worse than a tomato.
Why? So
it's not Gufa Mama. It's a shtar. It's nothing. But it's not good for mom. It's like if I have a contract, the government will give me X amount of silver. It's a contract. It's not good for mom. So it could be one word. The only thing is, you could be, if somebody, we're going to learn later in Kiddush, somebody owes me money, I can give that contract to an Isha and Mekadosh Nisha with that loan. If somebody owes me $100, and I say, Ariat Mekudeshti, but this contract, it works. If I write a contract that I owe you $100, it doesn't work. But if I have a contract, that's what we're going to learn in Tais Mem.
Why isn't it working? Kesef, you could also have Can you buy something less than a shovel?
No.
Okay, you can't buy anything less than a shovel. But
according
to the Beis Shammah, it says a dinner, right? Okay, so you have things that are, or you make it a color. The Talit has to be done with something like shovel dinner or shovel pruta.
The whole kingdom, well, according to Tais, it's much geschmack. Kotas, it's a rye, it's not similar to kesef. Depends if you learn like Rashi or Taisus. What was the Havamina with Chalit? So Rashi learns, if it works for fields, it works for an Isha. So Taisus has four kashas on Rashi. And Taisus learns, the Gemara held Chalipim is daimed a kesef. It's like an umbrella, it's under the umbrella of kesef. Gemara says, no, it's not. Chalipim works by a post Shabruta, so it's not similar to kesef. According to Taisus, the Gemara just saying, why Chalipim is not daimed a kesef.
So
it's a different kenyan. It's a totally different kenyan. It's a totally different kenyan. Mar thought it's main kesef. So if kesef works, sleeping works.
Should even be better.
But it's not kenyan kesef. We have no makar for kenyan chlipa. So I asked, my kasha was that some achrayim learn that's minig zos lifnim biyisra sin ros. So that would work. Anything that's a minug becomes a kinyan midaraisa. But that's good for kinyanim mammon. That doesn't help for ishas. That's the kotel zachron with Avraham, the chasam sefer. To learn the kinyan chlipin is als minug. shaking a simtuta, you know, famous chamsayf, like the diamonds, you shake hands, that's also a kinyan. So I asked, so good a minute could work for kinyan moments, so it's a flim to Yisrael, but that's not mean for kedushin, and for it's a minute, so for kedushin it's going to work. What?
It's a kashis.
And the Dvar Avram, really?
It's a Dvar Avram, but you said it. Hey, if this is only a
pasuk
based in the VM, how can you say it's
going to
hold by, you know, by...
It's not a pasuk, if it's the
Rabban.
So, see... Rabban. It's not the Rabban. It's Vavram, the Kavna Rav, they some sites, I think, also. They learn it's Atzminak. The Kavna Rav, the Vavram is a big Arich. Okay. And he says it's just a Minak. Whatever a Minak becomes a Kenyan. The Gmar and Bab Metzias Tumtuta. They used to make X's on the barrel. You shake hands with the diamonds. You shake a hand, it's a Kenyan. It's a Minak Kenyan. So the Chardak can work for Kedushin. It's a minug if it works for Mammon. A minug, it works for Mammon. By Kedushin, if it's a minug, it's going to work by Kedushin. It's my kash. Not because it's Rabbanon, because it's a minug. Now, can a Kenyan Rabbanon help for Kedushin? It's Machlaik, it's the Beis Yosef, and one of the Rishonim in the Maharim. The Chlaik's Rabbi Yeruchim. If a Kenyan Rabbanon helps for Kedushin Darais, you know, like Dalarams. Mitzvahs kashin gittin. How can dal come dal? So is the rabbanon. How can it work for gittin? So some rishonim answer afkinu rabbanon. But that won't work for kiddushin. Some rishonim learn that since it's a kinyan rabbanon, so now it's yours daraisa. So it can work for daraisa. But that's good if you're transferring the ring with a kinyan rabbanon. But just to make a kinyan rabbanon kiddushin is also true. So it's even if you hold the kinyan rabbanon, if it could help for kiddushin daraisa, that's only to transfer the. To transfer the mammon, you want to transfer, let's say, the land to the isha. So you'll transfer the land to the isha with a kinyan chalim. How do you give her the land? The mekadesh nisha, Ran discusses. The mekadesh nisha with karka. Mekadesh nisha with karka. How do you give her the karka? You want to be mekadesh nisha with karka. How are you going to give her the karka? You hand her the karka. How are you going to give her the karka? Either chazak or chalim. So then you could say. That a drabbanon could work for daraisa because the chalipim is how you transfer with drabbanon, or even you want to say minuk to transfer the karka. One, it's a karka with daraisa; it's a good kedushin daraisa. But the Gemara is not saying that. The Gemara means kini chalipim will work for kedushin. So that's the mu'ah. How can a minuk and even a drabbanon? I'm explaining why even if a kinyan drabbanon is mal daraisa, is machloks the beis yais from beinu yiruch. Oh, we'll learn the Avnim alone. These are all Avnim. Everything in Kedush is in the Avnim.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.